There are more reasons for deadheading than removing faded flowers today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today I'd like to share some deadheading tips I've learned over the years. The most obvious reason for deadheading is prolonging or even getting a second bloom period. Removing flowers before setting seeds signals the plant to make more flowers. Some of our flowering perennials produce a lot of seed each year. Deadheading can keep many plants from becoming a weedy nuisance. There are different ways to deadhead successfully. Individual flowers can begin to look ratty as the flowers fade, especially on plants like hollyhocks. Snip each flower as they fade, and when the entire stem is finished, cut it off near the base of the plant. Perennials that produce lots of blooms over the entire plant require a lot of time to remove each flower. So go ahead and shear these back as soon as the majority of flowers have faded. My tool of choice are scissors, which will quickly dispatch the seed heads. There may be a mound of nice foliage underneath the fading flowers. Go ahead and leave it, removing only the spent flowers. You don't have to use scissors. Head shears or even a string trimmer will be okay for perennials you're cutting to the ground. The plant will be back with a neat mound of foliage and maybe even a smattering of late flowers in just a few weeks. Now don't be afraid. Go ahead and start snipping. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman, and I hope you'll join me next time for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.